It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Ooh, man, it's been a while since I heard the Mika Capaccio open.
I like it.
But the Sal signal is up here on the West Shore Hotline as Sal Capaccio joins us here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Bills en route to Baltimore, and so is our guy Sal. Sal, thanks for taking the time that you could squeeze in to join us here today.
Oh, you got it, man. We got a little baseball today, fall baseball. Got some football this weekend. Boys got hockey starting this weekend as well. I mean, we're in that time period where, like, all of the sports are happening, right?
All of it's going on here. And, like, we were saying something with this with Howard before the show. yeah. UB pulls off a top 25 win.
Yep.
And we've got the Sabres yet to lose in preseason. Bills are 3-0, hoping to get to 4-0. Things are looking nice here, Sal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice start to the year, of course, right? You don't know exactly, you know, how the Sabres are going to do in the regular season, and you like the wins in the preseason, but, you know, it's just preseason. But it's always good to feel good about them and see what they're doing. And nice win for UB. I know they're playing right now over in the Bet 1520. I was just listening to them. I know they're down 3-0. I don't know what the score is right now. They were down 3-0 when I was listening earlier, but nice to see that win. All we need is Syracuse now to get a win against Holy Cross to atone for last Friday night's loss against Stanford.
All right, there we go. Mm-hmm. We've got it all on the docket here, Sal, and let's go to the Bills. 3-0. They're winning impressively and in different ways almost on a weekly basis here, Sal. It just goes to show that something I said last week about the quote-unquote same old Bills, possibly a dreadful sentence in the likes of January, but when it comes to the regular season, they continue to be one of the best football teams that there is in recent memory.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a testament, obviously, to, you know, how they prepare each and every week, the consistency. The one thing I've always said about Sean McDermott and his staff and the way they prepare is they're so consistent. I think they have the NFL record now for most consecutive games without losing by more than one score, whether that's a win or a loss by, you know, a score or less. I think they have the NFL record now. And that just they're super, super hard to beat even when they lose, right? I mean, you have to go back to, I think the last time was that Indianapolis game at home when they got beaten pretty badly and blown out. But, you know, when you are going to be in every game no matter what, you always have a chance to win. And then when you have Josh Allen on your team, of course, that even enhances itself. And for them to start off this year 3-0, given the schedule we all looked at and said, ooh, that is a tough six-game stretch. I mean, look, they've given themselves a little buffer here. Could they be 3-3 after another 3 weeks? Of course they could. They have a tough three-game road trip coming up. But just to be 3-0 right now and where they're sitting, I think, is a very big surprise to a lot of people, but probably not the people inside One Bills Drive.
Sal, of course, you mentioned the six-game gauntlet here, and it continues here with Baltimore, a team that is not off to the start that they would have liked, a toe away from beating Kansas City in the opener. They looked very unimpressive in week two, and then they had to, again, stop themselves from a collapse from a double-digit lead against Dallas. It's a team that the Bills have also had the number of, for the past couple of years, anytime that these two teams have squared off, one of the big things being how Sean McDermott and that defense is able to contain Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they've had a really good plan against him. And, you know, there's one thing to have a plan. I think every team has a plan, right? You try to have a plan. And every coaching staff does. These people work very hard at their craft and their job. But to have your players actually execute that plan, follow that plan, and be disciplined enough to follow that plan, especially against a player like Lamar Jackson, who is so dynamic and can make you do so many things and fool you so much, right? By whether that's in the backfield and how he kind of can manipulate whether he's running or throwing the ball and then, sure enough, escaping. But they've done a really good job of staying disciplined. They've done a really good job of, you know, making sure they're in the right spot at the right time to make the play, and hasn't always been perfect. But if you look at Lamar's numbers against the Bills, I think the most he's thrown for is 162 yards in that playoff game it was a couple years ago against the Bills, and he was knocked out of that game, obviously. I think he did run for like 70-something yards one time, but he hasn't really killed the Bills. And when they have lost to the Ravens, when they did lose a few years ago, obviously, a little bit different. That was, I think, 2019. There were some times where, you know, he got loose, and that's going to happen. But you have to make sure you just kind of live to fight another down and make sure you don't allow them to have the big play, and they've done a really good job of that.
So it's not only Lamar Jackson that the Bills have to worry about containing. It's now Derrick Henry. And I just, whenever I hear Derrick Henry, I think of the infamous Josh Norman stiff arm out of bounds. Do you see the Bills defense being able to handle the added, I guess, task of handling the shifty Lamar Jackson running ability and the just powerhouse of Derrick Henry?
Well, listen, I mean, they're going to have to handle him, right? It's going to be a very tough job for everybody involved. But this is when you just say you have to be super physical, you have to really rely on your fundamentals, and you have to really have gap integrity. Those are such coaching cliches. I understand that. I get it. But that's truly what it is for all of this. It's staying with your fundamentals, understanding how you have to, you know, make sure you are in the right position to give yourself a chance to make the play. And the only way you can do that is by not being out of position. But then when he comes downhill, you have to be physical, you have to be a willing participant, and you have to be able to bring him down and tackle him. Look, if they can have every gap covered, especially those A and B gaps in the middle, and force him to just go lateral, to try and go off tackle, to try and get outside, that's a win for the Bills. Derrick Henry can maybe get to the outside once in a while and break off a run for a little bit of chunk. But at the same time, if you can force him to do that, that's going against what they want to do with him, and that's not the part of his game that's his best attribute. His best attribute is running downhill. You want to make sure he's not able to do that.
Sal Capaccio joining us here on the Western Hotline. Sal, the Bills injury report, it's looking a little bit more promising. Of course, no Taron Johnson, no Terrell Bernard for this game, but also we're seeing Bernard coming back to practice, a sign that he might be coming back sooner than even we had expected with that injury. How's the Bills' bill of health, so to say?
Well, we know Bernard and Johnson are out. That's right. And that's going to hurt them, obviously, in this game. Anytime you're losing two really, really terrific players, an all-pro in Taron Johnson, obviously a terrific middle linebacker in Terrell Bernard, that hurts. But, you know, so far, Baylen Spector has played really well. Cam Lewis, Jamarcus Ingram, whoever's been having to fill in, has played really well. But another game here where this is going to be a test for Baylen Spector, and Dorian Williams is filling in for Matt Milano and everybody else. They are out of the game. Kyer Elam, good news on him that he was a full participant at practice yesterday. He has a neck injury, so that's good news, obviously. And listen, great news to get Terrell Bernard at least back at practice. He was practicing this week. He did practice. He is ruled out of the game, but that's a really good sign, optimistic sign for next week.
Now, Sal, just game script thoughts, right? We saw week one, Allen had the cape on. Week two, the running game and the defense took it. In week three, it was a pretty collaborative effort with Allen throwing. It wasn't a full-on him hurtling people over people into the end zone performance. But where do you see this game script lining up? I'm kind of feeling where it's Arizona, the running with James Conner and Kyler Murray's availability to scramble. Is that where do you see the game script going for the Bills offense?
Yeah, if you look at the Ravens' defense, they've been really, really excellent against the run. Now, some of that is circumstantial, the yards against the run versus yards against the pass, because teams have had to come back, and they have, as you mentioned, Dallas, the Raiders, you know, in the fourth quarter. So some of those yards are because of those reasons. But they are number one in the league in rushing yards given up. They are, however, 30th in the league in passing yards per game given up and 28th in passing yards per play. They've also, guys, given up 16 pass plays of 20 or more yards. That is the most in the league. I think there's opportunity for the Bills to get big passing plays here. That might be run after catch, which the Bills have done very well, and the Ravens actually are one of the teams that have allowed a lot of run after catch yards this year. That could also be just down the field. I talk with Sean Stepner. He used to be here in Buffalo. Now he's out in Baltimore covering the Ravens. He's been there for a few years, and I asked him about that, and he said communication's been a bit of an issue with them because they put a new defensive coordinator and some new parts and communication. So that's obviously something that the Ravens will want to button up, but I think that there's going to be some opportunity. Look, weather obviously is going to be a factor here, but maybe not as much of a factor as we thought, guys. Weather, it looks like it might be a little drier than we thought. I mean, monitoring the rain, it was like 70% chance. Hammer said yesterday that you're looking at probably a steady rain throughout, but things can change because of the system. Things have changed for the better as far as I'm concerned, being on the sidelines, that we're only down to about a 25% chance rain during the game. Does that impact what the Bills want to do on offense and maybe taking some shots downfield?
Sal, because I heard you mention it earlier this week of like how oftentimes like in Baltimore, it's typically a wet, rainy affair, or at least just like drizzly and the conditions aren't always going to be great. So to hear that kind of thing does warm my heart a little bit that we might actually see the Bills be able to put a little bit more balance into it if the weather allows that to happen here. And also just being on the sidelines, how would you, it probably would feel good to see a game in Baltimore where it's not dreary and rainy the whole time.
Yeah, listen, remember in 2018, Josh's rookie year, it was pouring, right, the whole game, Peterman game. That was just a miserable game for many reasons all around. Peterman started, Josh came in. And then a couple years ago in Baltimore, when the Bills won in Baltimore, and it was raining pretty much throughout the game, the Bills came back in the fourth quarter, had a comeback, they wound up winning. However, we did have a really, really nice day in 2016. The Bills lost. It was a closer game. Tyrod Taylor, starting quarterback, was the opening game of the season. Remember, the Bills played in Baltimore 2 out of 3 years to open the season. That was a beautiful day in Baltimore. So it hasn't always been like that every time. And here we go with a night game. It's going to be a really, really fun atmosphere. They're wearing their all-black jerseys. They're calling it Darkness Falls. They're going to be honoring some Olympians and Mark Ingram, and they want people in the seats by 8 p.m. So it's going to be a raucous crowd, tough environment. They're very, very good in prime time, the Ravens are. But so are the Bills. They've done a really good job in prime time, so this should be a really fun game.
Sal, of course, you are everywhere these days. You are doing things with Buffalo Kickoff Live. It's always game day in Buffalo. Of course, everything that you do here with the Extra Point Show and the guest hits here. So hopefully your flight, take a few moments, kick back, and I appreciate you taking the time to be able to join us here for a segment today.
No, you got it, man. I mean, I'll relax. I'll watch a little college football. Shouldn't be too long of a flight, and then and you know, hang out a little bit tonight and enjoy some college football before a long day tomorrow before the game.
All right, Sal. We'll look forward to hearing from you for Bills and Ravens pregame starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
That's Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. You know he's everywhere at Sal Sports on Twitter as well.
Yeah, that flight to Baltimore is nice. I've done it a few times. Mm-hmm. It's a nice 45 up and down. That's all it is, you know? Not a lot of action, which is nice.
There you go.
You hit your cruising altitude, and before you know it, they're letting you know you're going on down. So.
Hey, there you go. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, quick flight there. And, again, I know Sal is going 100%. More than he's 110% during the football season.
Oh, yeah.
So, whew. To tap into the reserves like that, that's got to be tough. All right, so Bills Ravens, we'll talk more about that. And we'll talk more about the Bills themselves, about how they've been really able to put bad teams in their place, too. Another usual sign that they're just back to normal, so to say. We'll talk about plenty of that stuff. Nonsense segment, though, coming up first. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evans on the board here. You're listening to WGR.